Hello, this is Todd Erickson. I'm a news and features writer for SearchStorage.com. Today I'm talking with Jeff Bowles, a senior analyst with the Tenasia Group, about remote replication. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Todd. Yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here again.
Great. Well, let's get started. Jeff, tell me about remote replication in the data center today. What is it and how is it used?
Replication is a great technology. In my opinion, it's actually one of the more interesting areas of storage technology to look at. Over the past several years, we've seen an enormous number of solutions come into both the disaster recovery and data protection product markets of replication technology at their foundation. And those solutions, in turn, have given the end user a whole new range of capabilities compared to what replication used to be a decade or more in the past. So let me break down some of what's happened. Replication started out as a one-to-one full copy type technology. You're going to take this volume and copy it here or there. Maybe at the block, maybe at the file level, but really full volume, copy everything here or there. One-to-one relationship. As a full copy technology, some vendors started optimizing replication so that they could replicate asynchronously and better manage bandwidth consumption and intermittent connections. And then we had replication also come to market as a really affordable host-based technology eventually from people like DoubleTake or SteelEye today. In many cases, this has become the basis for host failover systems or for host-based clustering. Now, in the past few years, we've seen replication really come into its own, and you can have it in all of these flavors, but you can also get replication systems or solutions that can replicate multiple volumes in a site, replicate heterogeneous systems, replicate full volumes as well as snapshots, and even replicate any point in time data. So your replicated volume can serve as a big collection of all of your data changes, and you can select any point in time at which to recover and serve up a volume. In fact, in my view, one of the biggest changes in this market has been an enormous amount of innovation that took place around CDP and applying this continuous data change capture technology into these replication layers. So today we see a range of patterns in the data center with some flavor of all of these broad replication technologies to be found in maybe 95% of mid-sized and larger enterprises around today. That might be local replication, might be replication behind a geocluster, a cluster scattered across two sites, typically for DR, or that might be complex inter- and intra-site replication topologies with all kinds of systems and volumes involved.
It sounds like a pretty diverse technology. Where does it fit in the enterprise product portfolio?
A typical enterprise customer today really needs to reassess replication in general and take a big picture look at what requirements they see replication able to fulfill in their enterprise today. Replication has the ability to be a broad framework within which you perform all of your nearline data protection as well as DR protection. You can use replication management frameworks to orchestrate snapshots and then retain and move these snapshots in a policy-based lifecycle. Or you can cost-effectively obtain replication as a single point solution for protecting a single host. That's a tremendous range, so make sure you understand what you're trying to accomplish and plan for the long term when you start making investments.
You said there are a lot of choices on the market. How can potential buyers match their storage and data protection requirements with the products available today?
So I think the first step is thinking about what you're trying to accomplish, and then you need to get an understanding of the capabilities that are available to you in the marketplace. To simplify things, I think the market breaks down into three categories of solutions fairly neatly, even though there's a pretty broad range of capabilities in each of these categories. My first category, array-based solutions. Today, almost every storage array vendor has some array-centric replication technology to offer. For SAN or NAS customers, this is often deployed to meet basic DR or cross-array nearline data protection requirements. Using such technologies, organizations can either replicate full volumes or snapshots locally or remotely and keep them online for nearly instant access to volumes in the case of a disaster or failure. Some organizations also use such technologies to create replicas from which they may perform data protection so that backup jobs don't interfere with active hosts. This is especially important with virtual servers. So examples of things I put in this category, things like EMC Symmetrics Remote Data Facility, Hitachi Data Systems True Copy, IBM's Peer-to-Peer Remote Copy, a Network Appliance, a Snap Mirror, and then mid-range arrays have a whole other set of technologies that are usually associated with them. Second in this set of categories is host or application-based. Lots of organizations have host-based replication today for specialized protection, web server, application server failover, geo clustering, etc. Host-based replication can give you pretty granular host clustering capabilities and automate some things like the startup of a passive server and the assumption of the primary server's identity. There are lots of capabilities here, but if your protection needs are broad and you need to protect a whole bunch of systems, host-based replication may become very hard to manage, and running many of these from one site to another may also give you some bandwidth management headaches. Examples in this category are technologies like DoubleTake. That's a classic example here. It has broad market recognition. Also includes some things like open source rsync. Rsync can really do some version of this, not in an active-active way, but it can help you move data or replicate from one site to another. Open source free tool out there. NEC has Express Cluster. There's SteelEye's Lifekeeper technologies here. There's all kinds of stuff in the market here. And up at the application layer, there's even another layer above host-based, and that's the application layer, and you find unique technologies there too, like technologies specially integrated for SQL Server, Oracle, Exchange, and similar application clustering replication requirement. And third-party solutions are integrated there as well, like things from NeverFail, Mimosas, NearPoint, and more. So let's move into my third category, site-wide technologies. In my opinion, this is where replication technology really gets cool and pretty cutting edge. We've seen a lot of innovation come to market here. There are a number of solutions on the market today that can aggregate the data from multiple systems, optimize that data, and replicate it to other storage volumes or sites. When you turn to some of these solutions, you can buy a single replication solution that can handle heterogeneity across hosts and storage and give you tremendous anywhere-to-anywhere capabilities. Moreover, a lot of these solutions have enabled these capabilities with an underlying continuous data protection technology. This means these systems can capture every change as it happens and replicate a storage volume in any way you want. Can create an any point in time copy at specific consistency points as snapshots, as whole volumes, or more. And those technologies today include things like Inmage's DR Scout, EMC's Recover Point, and then separately but not to be forgotten, nearly all of the storage virtualization solutions also bring these capabilities to market. Things like Falcon Store and IBM SVC and these types of technologies, DataCore frequently have these replication capabilities built into it at a CDP-like level. But not every technology is the same. Some of the site-wide technologies can just help you orchestrate replication too, which is important and shouldn't be forgotten. Those things include things like Hitachi's Replication Manager and EMC's Replication Manager. That's especially important when you move into more complex applications that might have several volumes that you need to make sure get consistently replicated from one place to another, such as a big database or an ERP suite. Then you think about an orchestration layer.
Thanks, Jeff. That's a lot of great information. We appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today.
Sure, Todd. Yeah, no, thanks for having me again.